Steve Gruber is America's voice.
To it. You know, I've told people this before, but I'll tell you again. I attended Montana State University in Bozeman. Loved it, by the way. The fly fishing is the best in Montana, except maybe Alaska. But anyhow, I digress. The point that I'm making is it has always struck me how ignorant lawmakers are in Washington and in California and elsewhere when it comes to the western states. And I don't count California. I mean Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, the Dakotas. Vast pieces of real estate with tremendous natural resources and opportunities, and yet lawmakers on both sides of this country remain almost illiterate when it comes to Western issues and understanding. Joining me now is Kevin Mooney, an investigative reporter with the Daily Signal. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Glad to be here.
And I lay that baseline because there are Western lawmakers who want to make adjustments to the Endangered Species Act. You've been looking into this. And what I find, frankly, shocking is the total lack of knowledge inside the Beltway in so many places when it comes to, well, heck, they never get their shoes dirty in the first place. They never leave the concrete, so they don't know much about what it's like in Montana or Idaho or anywhere else. But there's some changes being proposed, and Democrats and liberals going crazy, right or wrong?
You're correct. Actually, you said it very well. You know, centralized planners, bureaucrats, lawyers, they don't know really how to handle this. But I think it's way past time for lawmakers who have their foot on the ground to really get their mind around this and get the ESA out of the Endangered Species Act out of the courtroom and provide some latitude for localities and states to really get their hand in this and save species forget about Washington, D.C.
Well, isn't that the thing we've been fighting for? They don't know anything about it. You know, I've tried to fish in the river there. You know, the Potomac, you can't catch anything in the Potomac. They don't know anything about taking care of species. It's a fact. I was there with the Congressional Sportsman's Caucus. You can't catch anything there except a tin can. But when it comes to local control, it works for schools, it works for tax districts, and it works for species because nobody knows better about what's going on with the little fish that lives there, the little rodent that lives there, or whatever it may be, than the people that live there, right or wrong.
Federalism is the answer, and also I will repeat: lawyers don't do conservation. Lawyers file lawsuits to make lawyers rich. Localities do conservation. Get Washington D.C. out of the program.
Kevin, how dare you speak the truth like that? How dare you point out that lawyers are in it for the money? Yeah, that's not endangered. You know, you can't hunt over bait, so therefore you couldn't hunt lawyers over an ambulance because that would be unethical. That's for sure. Go ahead.
We lose twice, by the way. Look at the way the law is legislated. We're talking about taxpayer-funded lawsuits. So groups, like the Natural Resources Defense Council, Wild Earth Guardians, they have all these lawyers that file taxpayer-funded lawsuits that do nothing to save the species but make lawyers rich. That's the big problem right there.
Well, you're exactly right. And even where I live in Michigan, where people don't realize when you talk about wolves, people think, oh, Yellowstone National Park. This, that. More wolves live in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin by four times than live in all the western United States. And the governors here would like to have some control over reducing and controlling wolf populations. Of course, everybody goes crazy that lives in D.C. because they have pretty pictures of wolves and think the people are evil that would ever shoot one, right, which is not true. Here's another question I want to ask you. Kevin Mooney here from the Daily Signal. I want to ask you this.
Sure.
And that is the incredible amount of environmental damage that's being done along the southern border. When people come rushing across the border in Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, I have seen the most gut-wrenching pictures of garbage, debris, backpacks, water bottles, clothes, just debris. And that is a fragile ecosystem, that being the desert Southwest. Why don't the environmental justice warriors parade down there and put an end to that disaster?
Because self-described environmentalists are not environmentalists. They're big government people. The environmental movement has been sabotaged by command and control centralized planners probably since the 1970s. When they say the environment, what they really mean is big government. It has nothing to do with the environment. It has everything to do with expanding the control and the influence of Washington, D.C. And you're quite right. The same people who posture for the environment, are also kind of interestingly open borders people. So, meaning big government people. So you put your finger on something very important, I think.
It's disastrous what's happening at the southwest border. All right, so there have been some roundtables held, some discussions held, conversations about the Endangered Species Act. And, of course, then Chuck Schumer wanders over to a microphone and pontificates about things he knows absolutely nothing about. And we get where? Do we accomplish anything?
You mean to tell me somebody from New York State, a career politician, knows nothing about Western states? That's interesting.
Zero.
Here's the good news. I'll give you a little bit of good news. I do think there is a movement building for decentralization and for federalism and for some real conservation. We have to get the right people in power. Obviously, these bills are not going to move out of the House of Representatives right now, but I'm glad to see the lawmakers, Western lawmakers, are thinking seriously about that. The argument over the Endangered Species Act is a proxy for other issues. It's a proxy for getting back to constitutional limited government. It's not going to happen tomorrow, but a movement is building.
You know, it makes me think, Kevin Mooney here from The Daily, makes me think that what Secretary Perdue did in the Ag Department, which is send the Ag Department to Kansas City, right? Hey, go out there and be where the farmers are. Maybe the Department of the Interior folks would be better served if their office was in Helena, Montana, or in Boise, Idaho, or somewhere out in the West where they could get a better idea of what really impacts the environment. I mean, you look at Arizona, New Mexico, and those states, vast tracts of federal land, also not constitutional. Story for a different day. But there's these vast tracts of federal land. If you want to oversee them, maybe you should be by them and not on the other side of the country from them, and you would have a better understanding if your people were right there and their headquarters were there. Just a thought. Yours?
Mine is to ship government agencies out of Washington, D.C., move them up to Massachusetts so Virginia can start voting Democrat again. That's one of my plans.
Nice. Very nice, Kevin. That's a good plan. I got an idea. Ship the agency out of Washington into the trash heap of history. That would be nice. And don't get me wrong. I think the Endangered Species Act has its place. It does. And protecting species has its place. But the fact of the matter is, running it from Washington, centralized planners, everything will be extinct if they don't watch what they're doing, because they'll miss it, because they'll be sitting there pontificating about things they don't know about when species actually get destroyed. I'll give you the last word.
Politicians are very good about doing what they say they're not going to do. The Endangered Species Act has nothing to do with endangered species and everything to do with lawyers. That's my final word.
Yeah, and lawyers in Washington, certainly not endangered. I think that's the takeaway.
Unfortunately for all of us, you're right.
Yeah. Kevin, you have a great weekend. I greatly appreciate your pithy comments. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, of course.
There you have it. Kevin Mooney, everybody. Investigative reporter for the Daily Signal. And make no mistake, the lawmakers in D.C., if they had their druthers, they'd take and they'd run a fence around Montana and Idaho and Wyoming and tell you you're not allowed to go in, ever. Mother Earth, and all the greatness, and you're not allowed to step on Mother Earth because you're a human being and you are filth or something like that. Trust me, they'd run a fence around the whole damn place given half an opportunity. It's true. Still coming on this program, Steve Doolin, William Wagner, the professor, to discuss impeachment. What's legal, what's not legal, and what's really going on? William Wagner will be here. Sit tight. Just getting started.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you. Not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story. One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends.
I had one too many drinks.
I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react. I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.